This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
On Saturday, U.S. Senator Ron Wyden with a town hall done every year, this time at Umpqua Community College for Douglas County. That'll be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The senator joining us from Portland. Senator, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me. And I just want to begin by extending my sympathies and condolences to the college community. I know the college is really, really sad today. Our hearts are heavy with the tragic loss of a coach and players, and the school is suddenly, and it's a realization that's very hard, recognizing that it's had more than its share of sudden tragedy in the last decade. And I just want everybody to know that we're in their corner. We're available to help in any way we can with this devastating loss of life like this.
Well, and you'll be out on the school's campus on Saturday for the town hall. Again, that begins at 3 o'clock. Wanted to cover a few topics. I'm sure some of these will come up in the town hall. A lot of people are still trying to understand. I mean, most of us are not economists, trying to understand the tariff situation just exactly where this is headed.
Well, let me try to explain kind of some of the fundamentals. I happen to be a very strong opponent of these across-the-board tariffs from Donald Trump, because I think for all practical purposes, they are a sales tax on steroids. I think that would be how I'd convey it. If you're, you know, shopping in Douglas County at Fred Meyer, this is like, you know, having a sales tax. And I just was watching the president on CNN a little bit, getting ready for getting out around the state, and he basically said that he was for tariffs rather than an income tax. That's probably kind of a summary of what he said. I just don't happen to agree with it. And I think there's some real history. The Smoot-Hawley tariffs that really drove the Depression. Hawley was from Oregon. I'm not going to let that happen again from Oregon.
And do you see this impacting not only prices for folks around the U.S., including here in Douglas County, but also sort of a shift in the worldview towards the U.S. and even some other things shifting financially with other countries?
It's a dramatic change. And look, the president makes a point that I'm agreeing with, and that is that we've got to find a way to bring these companies, you know, an interest back to the United States. I also happen to have another area where I have a difference of opinion with them. I think the billionaires ought to pay a fair share. But let's talk about, you know, bringing people home. You know, right now, just released a report on Big Pharma, you know, particularly Pfizer. Recently, they didn't pay any income taxes at all in the United States, even though a big bulk of their sales were in the United States. Now, people in Douglas County are getting ripped off on pharmaceutical prices. Let's change the tax code with my proposal to bring those big pharma companies home and pay their fair share.
And obviously, with the demographics of Douglas County, a lot of interest in Social Security. And also, is there concern about the cuts to Social Security staffing that appear to be underway?
Absolutely. And, you know, when you have, you know, the cuts, the changes in phone service and facilities, you know, what you're essentially starting to do is hollow out the Social Security program, you know, hollowing out these essential government functions. And at some point, people say, oh, my goodness, got to make sure we get the checks to, you know, folks. These checks are earned benefits. In Douglas County have earned them 40 quarters of work. And, you know, they say, well, we've got to get the checks out. Let's bring in some people from the private sector. And I personally think some of what the Doge crowd, Musk and the Doge crowd are trying to do is really a prelude to privatizing Social Security. And as long as I'm the senior Democrat on the Finance Committee, which has jurisdiction over Social Security, I'm going to have to do that over my body.
Let's talk about Medicaid likewise. Concerns there, and how is Medicaid set up for paying benefits in the future?
Well, this is a big debate. And, you know, we lost by one vote. I had a bipartisan proposal with Senator Hawley out of Missouri. We lost 50 to 49. We're going to win this thing before we're done. But it's a hugely important issue for Douglas County. In Douglas County, you've got almost 40% of the population enrolled in the Oregon Health Plan, which is essentially, you know, Medicaid, higher than the state average. And this is how you pay for nursing homes. You know, it's really important for seniors who need medicine and to be able to get it in an affordable way in Douglas County. So this is another piece of legislation that goes to the Finance Committee, where we're getting most of the big economic proposals that the administration is raising.
Now, you've been in Washington, D.C. a long time. Let's talk about the atmosphere there for a moment. I know the perception will vary depending on which side of the aisle you are on, but talk about what it's like back there right now.
Well, I mean, I think it's understood that much of American government and much of the debate about government is very polarized, which is why I've tried to do something that had never been done in Oregon. I've had more than 1,100 open to all town hall meetings. And we don't get up and say, let's talk about the D's and let's talk about the R's. We talk about what makes sense for Oregon. I call it the Oregon, you know, way, and I'm heading into 7 town hall meetings in addition to Douglas. I'll be in Wasco and Umatilla and Grand, Harney, Lake, Klamath. And, you know, you think you've been to them. I don't get up and, like, give everybody a big speech and say, here's the Democratic position and everybody should know that's the way to go, blah, blah, blah. I get up and say, I'm here to listen. I want to get your views. And, you know, this town meeting that I'll be having Saturday in Douglas County, it kind of is built around the proposition that when we start that meeting, those folks are 3,000 miles away from Washington, D.C. And a lot of people that I see when I'm home, and maybe at a Fred Meyer, I've been to everyone on those in the state, they kind of feel like D.C. might as well be Mars. So I can tell you, yes, D.C. is, you know, pretty polarized. That's because America is very polarized in a lot of respects, and that's why I do those open to all meetings so that I can chip away a bit at the polarization. I'm not telling you come to a town meeting and everything's just hunky-dory, but you start the process of having a different kind of debate based on common sense where Oregonians were going to come together.
Let's talk about wildfires. I mean, it's mid to late April, starting to look towards the summertime. And there's always concerns about that, and certainly with all the shifting federal funding priorities as well, a question about just how much funds are going to be there available to deal with the wildfires, and what do we do to get ahead of them?
Well, we're going to start getting the briefings this week in terms of what's ahead, so I'll have some more to say before the end of the week after I have a chance to talk to the Forest Service people and the experts and all the people who do such a good job for us in difficult circumstances. Here's the thing. I mean, these are not your grandfather's fires. Hell, they're bigger, they're hotter, they're more powerful, they're leaping over rivers. And it's my job as Oregon's senior Democrat and the former chair of the Resources, you know, Committee to get us the resources that we need to go in there and clean out that dead and dying material that's such a magnet for fire. You know, I'm always explaining to people, you know, back east that, you know, what happens in our part of the world, you have a lightning strike or something like that, or maybe somebody drops a match and all of a sudden you got an inferno on your hands and the fires really don't stop it. State boundaries or local boundaries, so you have to have a coordinated strategy. And I'm worried about this year and it being another, you know, tough year. And I'll have some more to say later this week on what I'm hearing from the experts. But, you know, I'm home. I've had a lot of community meetings already, and these 7 town halls would be a chance to really get a perspective on the ground in rural Oregon because most of them will be rural.
One more question before we roll here. Oregon Veterans Home at the Roseburg VA still needs that federal funding piece with cuts to a lot of federal agencies and certainly looks like some infrastructure projects in different areas being targeted. What is your concern there about getting that funding piece? I know one of the big efforts was to get it done in the current fiscal year.
We're pulling out all the stops, and, you know, the state of Oregon getting the funds for the Roseburg State Veterans Home and updating its grant application really takes it to the next step, which is to move to what's called Priority 1 status, and I and the delegation are pushing very hard for that with the VA releasing its updated list this fall. I sent a letter to the VA to make sure that the project is considered fairly for the priority list. You know, certainly it's going to take several years to get this project completed, but I'm going to make sure, and I'm going to work very closely as the state senior senator with all of my colleagues to make sure that the timeline moves just as quickly as we possibly can move it.
And I know a lot of people are especially concerned because really this whole effort, it's hard to believe, began a decade and a half ago.
Yeah, for a lot of vets, and they tell me it's a run. You know, the bureaucracy moves like molasses back there. You know, what can we do to move it? Well, you know, we're, you know, really, you know, pushing hard, and, you know, there's interest in level 2 hospital, and we've been working on that. So we're going to be pulling out all the stops because one of the best things is, you know, you cross that line into Douglas County, and you know there's a place, and it really pleases me to think about this, that day in and day out is putting veterans first, and that's Douglas County.
U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, again, the town hall meeting, Umpqua Community College at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Senator up in Portland this morning. Senator, thanks for being on with us.
Let's do it again, Kyle. Take it easy. Go Ducks. Bye.
All right, 8:42 at the Morning Report.